107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspending his presidential campaign and at a Trump rally Friday evening, endorsing the former president. So the question now, where will his supporters go? ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
A little bit of split messaging overnight from Democrats. The party saying basically good riddance. He always had the backing of Trump donors. They said that this was inevitable because that's where sort of his support had been. But you saw the Harris team really make a direct appeal to his voters, saying for those who want to turn the page on Trump, there's a place in her campaign for them.
One person detained but not charged after a deadly knife attack at a festival in Solingen, Germany, that left at least three people killed, five others seriously injured. Authorities investigating a motive. Officials in Italy launching a manslaughter investigation into the sinking of a luxury yacht that left seven people, including British tech tycoon, dead off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News. New details on the sinking of a luxury yacht off the Italian coast one day after the body of the last victim was recovered.
Italian officials announcing they are launching a manslaughter investigation after seven people were killed when that luxury superyacht sank off the coast of Sicily, including two Americans, lawyer Chris Morvillo and his wife Netta. Prosecutors now saying negligence and behaviors that were not perfectly in order may be to blame here, though they are not investigating any one individual.
ABC's Innes de la Catera. New fallout from the assassination attempt on former President Trump last month. The Secret Service putting several agents on administrative duty. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Sources telling ABC News those agents were involved in the planning of the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. They are now no longer allowed to work on protection of any candidates.
The move coming nearly 6 weeks after the killing of one man, wounding of three others, including the former president. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. How we think about money can affect how we feel about ourselves, which is why I think it's worth reminding all of us that your net worth is not your self's worth. Your net worth, however much money you do or don't have, is not your self-worth. Money is not something to be worshipped, regardless of what the internet or social media tells us. And money is not something to be ignored. I mean, I've been there. I've not paid attention to my money. And let me tell you, that doesn't help either. Money is a tool. You can learn how to use it, how to make it work for you, how to take care of it, and how not to let it control your head or your heart through obsession or worry. We can all be good at managing our money. If I can do it, anyone can do it. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Libraries are pushing back against the proposals in Project 2025, the so-called wish list for the next Republican president. Mark Moran reports.
The latest report from the Every Library Institute says the Republican Party's agenda, as outlined in the document known as Project 2025, takes aim at places where students can read, discover, and explore. Conservatives call it a matter of accountability. In Iowa, there are at least 540 public libraries, fourth highest in the nation. More than 400 are among the scant cultural resources in towns with populations of less than 2,500. Peter Bromberg with the Institute says Project 2025, a massive effort to reclassify civil service workers as political appointees, would take direct aim at libraries and the people who work there.
You know, librarians and teachers are highly trusted and well-known and well-loved in their communities. It's really kind of a shocking and extreme attempt to twist our democratic society and our institutions into more of a totalitarian theocracy.
But backers of Project 2025 say librarians need to be held accountable for what's on their shelves. Bromberg says Project 2025 promotes book bans, restricts LGBTQ content, and undermines the intellectual freedom and inclusivity that libraries are known for. He believes that would ultimately threaten students' educational quality and could presage the end of libraries serving as open and inclusive spaces for people who want to learn. This is Mark Moran for Iowa News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high around 85. Slight chance of a storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy and a low of 70. Partly sunny, 85 for Sunday. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, 71. Slight chance of a shower or storm on Monday, otherwise sunny, warm, 91.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we are back in Wisconsin after covering the DNC. We'll look back at the news of the weekend and get you ready for the last week in August. Badger football coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello! Welcome to Raise in Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman. I am sitting in the big, wonderful host seat today because our Joel Clayfish is down in Texas. He is down in Texas because he is moving his daughter, his youngest daughter, to college. So both of his daughters are down in Texas. I mean, it has to be a big old empty house now, but I'm sure I would be happy, but who knows? I don't have any kids, so I have no idea. But Joel is down there in Texas, so you get me and our wonderful host today, or our guest today. And we're going to talk about our weekly Wisco right away because we have so much to talk about. I'm very excited to talk with you ladies. All ladies here in the studio besides Bandit, of course, which is very exciting.
We've got our very own women's zone in here.
Don't we? Oh, look at right. You, Jess. I'm so proud of you.
But Bandit's here.
He's going to be there, too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely bringing him on Saturday.
You better.
And speaking of Saturday... Saturday is when everybody will be listening to this, so maybe somehow at the Women's Zone we can turn on and listen to our radio show. I feel like that'd be perfect if somebody has a Milwaukee speaker or something, just bring it along and we can listen to Civic Media.
Yeah.
Or we can listen to Spotify or go on YouTube and listen to us, which is absolutely perfect. And now that wonderful voice you hear is someone we have had on the radio previously. Both of you guys. I'm very excited.
Because
you guys are great people to talk to because you're so knowledgeable. You have put yourself into so many different categories. You guys are extremely busy.
Yes.
And I just do this busy. And very randomly the Waterfall Expo situation. So once a year and work. I do not know how you guys walk every single day to do these things and drive. We were talking before the show and you said you drove 200 miles today.
Yeah.
Doing what? What were you doing? Oh, so sorry. Introduce yourself. Say what you're doing. Say
hey,
hello.
Guys. So I'm Alex Zell.
This is you've been to the house before. I gave you a drink. Now get yourself a drink.
Yeah, make yourself at home, right?
Yeah. You know the spiel. You can introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Alex Zell. I am the state director and the national Share the Heritage assistant to Rachel Voss, who's our national director for the program First Hunt.
Wonderful lady.
And awesome lady. And then we have a company with us, my right hand. And I'm her right hand, our deputy state director, Megan Salazar.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
So. Like, hey. That's me. Yep.
That's how that we
That's
spend,
us.
So. So, Megan, what was your title again?
I'm deputy director.
Deputy state director
that's
for
awesome.
Wisconsin.
Lots of words and stuff and junk.
You need a name tag.
Right?
Just
a BA. I need a name tag because most people don't ever remember my name. So.
Oh. What? I always remember you as Megan Matthews,
well,
though.
Well, that's why. Yeah. Nobody knows which one's the right one. So.
Her job is so, she's got to have, cover names because...
Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, super sneaky.
Secret job.
Yep.
So my weekly Wisco, I did something for the first time, which I love saying this. It was my first rodeo. I went to my first rodeo.
Are you serious?
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
It was your first rodeo.
My first rodeo ever at the Brown County Fair. Okay. rewind a little bit. Not okay. like an actual like PBR situation. It was a county fair rodeo, which is still the same
Those
rodeo.
Those are the best ones.
Somebody still did get hurt. So I'm pretty sure if I say it wasn't an actual rodeo, he would be livid.
Yeah.
But it was...
It only counts if somebody gets hurt?
I don't know. I feel like he would be upset if I said that. Like, Everyone it wasn't really a rodeo, but it was all the things, which I'm sure you guys were.
I used to live up there, so I've been
really?
To it before.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. My first time up there.
Yep.
I have a friend that lives in Black Creek, Lauren Danner, and she's super sweet, super wonderful, and Erica. So they're like, hey, just come up here with Bandit, and we'll go to the rodeo, we'll go to the fair. And I was like, done. Let's go. I'll take a Saturday off. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. But it was Brown County Fair. And again, you guys probably think this is normal, but not to me. There was barrel racing. There was a hilarious rodeo clown.
I used to do that. Not the clown thing, the barrel racing thing.
I was going to say, I never knew that about you, Megan.
No, not the clown.
The saddle bronc and then the regular bull riding. And I'm mm-hmm. like, wow, this is awesome. And everybody was super cheerful, happy. Everyone said, excuse me. Everyone offered people beers. The barrel racing girls was going around. They did the cool like flag horse trick things.
Yeah,
I don't know what it's called, but it was awesome.
I'm not sure either.
They didn't have the little kids riding the sheep, did they?
Did they do that?
They,
what is it? Mutton?
Mutton busting.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
did not have that, but they
what?
They did have a midget on a tiny horse.
Oh yeah, usually there's one at every rodeo, and he's really? Like famous. He's like famous for being that guy.
It was awesome. He's just going dee 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 dee. Like wait for me. I got little legs.
He's usually the best one.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. But it wasn't. But the first guy out on the bull, or no, sorry, the saddle bronc. I think I'm saying that correctly. He went head over heels and. The horse landed on his ribs.
Oh boy!
Yeah, he just
broken ribs suck.
Never. He wasn't wearing his like guard stuff, his braces or something.
I don't know. And they talked about squishing his gonads too. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like,
ooh,
we all just got silent.
Incredible.
The whole crowd said a prayer, and I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah.
Like I feel so bad for this gentleman right now. And he
this
got
was
brushed
the first
off.
One.
It was my first ever one.
Oh boy!
That guy out was the first guy, but this was also my first rodeo.
Yeah,
it was. I cannot wait to go to another one.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. But your weekly Wisco, Alex?
My weekly Wisco. Well, last weekend we had a PRS match. I know we came on the show before and talked about it because Chris shoots it. He's had a phenomenal season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's taken top production every single match, but one where he tied for first place and it came down to the tiebreaker and he was 4 seconds slow.
4 seconds?
4 seconds Ugh. Slow. Vortex says a lot for PRS and love Vortex. But in September, he's going to the finale because he qualified. So hopefully he'll shoot his best there.
Oh, yay.
We'll see. But looking forward to that. It's in Indiana.
Indiana?
Yep.
Well, how many people are usually at that competing?
That one will be a really big one. Probably over 120 shooters.
Oh, wow.
Probably.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Well, good luck. Good luck to him. Yeah. Absolutely. Good luck
yep.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
Megan.
What did I do?
What did you do? You did a thing, and I really want to do the thing.
What thing?
The thing. The thing you do weekly.
Oh, scuba diving.
AKA yeah. weekly Wisco.
Where did I dive? Oh, it's at Pine Lake in Shaniqua.
How long have you been diving for?
I got certified when I was 12.
12? Oh, yeah.
And I'm 40 now. So. I took a long hiatus.
So what do you just say, I'm going to go in this lake and just go, or is there like an objective? Like, do you want to go like
find stuff?
Oh, ooh, I love finding stuff. You should do the lure thing that the guy does up north all the time.
Oh, Ed the diver?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, we find.
Know him by
find
name.
Lures.
No big
we
deal.
We find bottles and things like that. So,
yeah.
Lots of cool stuff.
Oh, man.
People lose lots of stuff on boats. So.
Oh, yeah. Done. Did, yeah.
did you find
done
anything
did.
Interesting this past week?
No, I found a Miller Lite bottle and like a PBR can, and I was very disappointed. So,
what was the
I
coolest
did,
thing you found?
I did some really cool.
You're 12.
Oh, well, I used to dive for shark's teeth down in Florida. So, those
what?
Are cool.
Oh, jeez.
Like, she's got a lot of
million year old
she's
shark's
got a lot.
Teeth.
Like,
huge
like the megalodon
ones.
Nice. That are like that big.
Megalodon.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So, can you bring that Saturday so I can look at it?
Sure, I'll bring you one.
I'll remind her.
Thank you. I've never seen a shark tooth. Come
no?
On. No.
Okay.
Why would there's no sharks in Wisconsin?
How do you know?
I don't. Maybe Megalodon.
Maybe there's
in Lake
like
Michigan.
Some like, freshwater shark in like Lake Superior.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I dove that. But the
That's
cool
awesome.
Thing coming up is it's going to be hunting season starting next week.
I know. I'm very excited about
which
that.
Which also means bird hunting tournament season for me.
Yeah.
So what's your first bird tournament?
BDC Labor Day Challenge, I think. It's in Albert Lee, Minnesota.
What is BDC?
Bird Dog Challenge.
Oh, wow. Very original.
Timed. I know. Time shoot to retrieve. Have to find X number of birds in a field with the dog. Dog has to find, flush, and retrieve it. And you get deductions for not shooting it with one shot.
What dog are you bringing?
Liv, the 2022 national champion.
Look at you. I love how excited you are about
that. I'm really passionate about it. She's won nationals twice now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have brought Liv today.
She's in heat.
Just kidding. Well,
She gets cranky when she's in heat.
Oh, don't we all, though?
So.
Don't we all? Yep. Maybe a little. We all just look at each other like, yeah, we sure do.
Really.
Oh, poor Joel. He's probably really happy he's not here. Good for Joel. I don't know. We're all like talking about this stuff. Yeah, yes. I'm super excited.
We're having a good time.
Yes, we are. But other than that, this weekend is when, again, everyone's going to be listening to us. So hopefully you're at the Waterfowl Hunters Expo at the Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh. If you message Waterfowl Hunters Expo on Facebook, you can, us ladies, get in for free, which is an absolutely wonderful incentive. But I am I'm hesitant of asking this question. Obviously, we're posting all over social media, but I also have people, you know, there's always going to be a negative comment here and there. Yep. Not necessarily negative, but just more like of, hey, what, why, what, where, when, how situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this question got me thinking. There are definitely, the women are fastest growing in the hunting industry, correct?
Yeah.
Like we have, you guys do your women's hunt for the First Hunt Foundation. You do the women's only. I do a bunch of women only fishing charters, hunting charters, just anything women only.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, I don't even know how to ask this question.
I feel like I know what you want to ask.
I have no clue.
Yeah. You have no clue. So when, do you think we're putting too much just on the woman industry? Like for the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, which last year it was 70-30. So only about 30% of the people that showed up or bought tickets were females.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this has always been, this has been pretty much a men's world out there that we're living in.
Yeah.
And we are slowly getting in there, which is absolutely fantastic. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But do you think we are doing it too much, or do you think we need to do it more, just keep where we're going?
I actually had this conversation with Kara earlier this week.
Did you?
We were talking about how social media, how some women figures in social media have kind of made it look, has like tainted it for women in a way, because people sexualize things and people only do things for attention, for, I guess you would say, clout, right?
This is true.
And we were saying, we're like, you know what? Sometimes I'd rather go hunting with a 75-year-old man over go shoot, you know,
imagine those stories, though. Like, hunting with people that have been doing this their whole entire lives and they're over 50. I'm like, every single day.
Absolutely.
But can I bring my dog?
Right.
And I think Alex and I've had this conversation too recently about different companies that are actually kind of taking advantage of women for it.
Yes.
Like,
this is very true.
They're setting up these women only hunts and like making it seem like it's so exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
And then the price they charge
is
when
crazy.
I could literally just go to that same thing myself and pay a fraction of that.
Absolutely. And this is absolutely a great topic that this will always forever be a topic, I guess, from now on. But this weekend, I'm very excited because it is the women's zone.
It is
the
women's zone.
And hopefully we see everybody there. And then the recipe that's for today is the recipe I'm making for the women's zone.
Ooh, nice.
Cannot wait to tell you.
All right.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin, who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco, I am Danielle Fairman alongside Megan and Alex and Jess. And in our third segment, I'm super excited to talk with you, Jess. Everybody needs to stay tuned and listen. We have some very exciting news. I cannot wait. We ended talking about the woman.
The women's movement in Huntington.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you for completing my sentence because it was just a big blah. So I was asked a question on social media if they think that people that are doing the women's only situation, are we just doing it too much, too often and everything? But I don't know the numbers statewide of how many women are joining now compared to 5 years ago. I do not have those numbers, which I'm not sure. But to me, I believe it's happening a lot more often because I do see it. And as Megan pointed out before, like some women are getting a little risque about this situation just for all the likes because social media is taking over. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think that's what's helping expand it too, because now people have more outlets to reach other people, more resources, instead of like, what do? Go to a gun club and there's a bunch of guys and I say, I need to learn how to shoot. Mm-hmm. Like when you have an outlet on social media, it's a lot easier.
Absolutely.
To meet people that way though.
Yeah. And don't get us wrong. Each one of us, we support all the men. Men are actually very supportive out there.
Absolutely.
And it's wonderful to have them because they're extremely knowledgeable. They've been doing this since they could probably walk. Mm-hmm. And I just started 11, 12 years ago. So I'm still brand new to this situation compared to other people that are doing it for 30, 40, 50 years. And as we were talking about before, like, yes, please, I will go with the 75-year-old farmer out in that field to talk about anything because they always have the best stories. Not going to lie. They do.
They do. They really do.
But this weekend, we have been talking about it all month, but just because we believe it's such a huge thing this weekend. August 26th, Sunnyview Expo Center. I am talking about this again. Yes, stay
24th.
Tuned.
24th.
Just kidding, 24th. August 24th.
I was like, that's Monday. I was like, what?
I thought today was Wednesday. Like,
I know. Our days are all off.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be Friday. So. Yeah.
It's construction busy season. Yeah. It is right before hunting season.
My goodness. Like, construction season?
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
It took me 3 hours to get back from Green Bay today.
3 hours?
Because they just have, like, all of the highway shut down.
And they're working extra
cones
hard right now.
Everywhere.
They're working extra hard right now because Labor Day weekend is around the corner and they have to be off the roads. So yes, we appreciate us construction workers, but
absolutely.
Man. Oh man, it is. It's a lot. It's a lot, a lot. Mm-hmm. I have worked the most I ever have all year in my whole entire life and I'm so tired.
I'm just so tired.
Now I have to go knock on farmers' doors with bags underneath my eyes. I'm like, hey, I made a pie. Can I hunt here?
That's how you do it though. And you'll get a yes.
Especially with a pie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right? Baked goods open so many doors.
Right? It does.
I have perfected the it truly is though.
Yeah.
And mine. Please feed me. apple cobbler bars. I can't do pie, but I can do the pie bars for
that
some odd reason. I don't
good.
Know. Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, enough food talk. Right. That's later Woman on in zone. The segment. Women's Zone. So Women's Zone, we have from 9 a.m. to 3:50, and there's all different segments. Some of them are an hour long. Some of them are 2 hours long, and there's always going to be something going on, which is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I've only been doing this, I'm just going to say 12 years now. I still have so many questions. I can use a goose call, but when it comes to duck calling, no. I can do the feeder.
I don't even
do
call.
The feeder call, but when it comes to calling on the duck,
nope, not happening. Can't do it. I just sound like a big old fart. And it drives me insane. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So we actually have the duck calling clinic from 10 a.m. to 10:45.
Perfect.
We will also have stands and booths, and we will be by the shooting range as well.
Yeah, there's close to 200 vendors.
Oh, 200. They're sold out. Yep. There's. Hey. I think this is the first year they've sold out completely. Yep. So it's nonstop. It is growing. I think this is their fifth year or sixth year.
I believe it's the fifth.
Yeah, the fifth year. So it's going to be huge, and they're selling out, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single year, which is fantastic. But from 9 a.m. to 9:45, there's a shotgun handling with Emily and people from Girl and a Gun.
And me. I think I'm there, too.
You, of course you are.
And
you
Megan.
You can do all of
Emily's
this.
Emily's with the DNR, and she's a wing shooting instructor.
Is she?
Through there, she's very through nice. The DNR, she's awesome.
So. See, this is one of I don't know this stuff. I'm glad I'm talking with you.
She's on the panel, too.
Doreen, I think, Shotguns is going to be there, which is a woman's
specific siren.
Yes.
I think, I'm not sure if it's siren or siren.
Yeah, I think it's siren.
It's a beautiful purple and black siren.
Yes, it's beautiful. Yeah, I saw that.
Very nice guns. They will have a representative there, and I believe there's another...
Browning's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Browning's definitely going to be there.
And then Browning actually is going to have a fitting specialist.
Yep, sorry. So I just looked on Facebook. That's why I was sorry I interrupted you. But it is Siren, S-R-Y-E-N.
That's what I thought it was spelled like that, yeah.
Yeah, something weird. But Booth SV4 on August 24th, not 26th.
Look at that.
Weird. The duck calling clinic. So can how are you on the duck call?
Kazoo.
Kazoo. I'm a harmonica on the duck call. I mean, don't
that
even.
That is awesome.
My friends let me try when there's no birds around.
You can't be perfect at everything, Megan.
Yeah,
you can't do
everything.
One thing.
I try. Leave us for something, please.
I try.
How are you on the duck call, Alex?
Like I said, it sounds like I'm like blowing the horn to wake up in the morning.
But she can turkey call.
I can turkey call.
Like talking about a diaphragm? Are we talking about
mouth
box?
Call. Yeah. I usually
almost choked on my diaphragm.
I love mouth calls. They're just so convenient.
They are.
Yeah, they're quiet in your cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely believe them. I believe that, too. Ladies decoy demonstration.
Yep. So that's going to be Kara, and I'm going to assist her.
Oh, nice,
I think that starts at 11.
I believe
Dive
so.
Bomb Decoys is going to be so generous to let us use some of their decoys.
Wonderful. I love
that. Kara's got some scenarios that she's thinking up about, you know, windage. Are you in a pothole? Are you in a little bit deeper water? Are you hunting with dogs? You know,
how do you feel
wind...
about silhouettes?
Huh.
So the West
I think
meaning...
for goose hunting, it's fine.
I think they're great,
especially if you have to put out a ton for like snow goose hunting. Like,
yeah, a ton.
Like don't overcomplicate things. You know?
No. Oh, I totally do.
Yeah,
all the time with every little thing I do, it's annoying.
You have to
like
hurt
I have this callus on my hand. I'm trying to think of where I got it from. I keep rubbing. Like it's a whole situation. My brain needs to shut up. Okay, but silhouettes and silhouettes for people that do not know. When I say silhouette, I don't mean your black line outline of. The background. It is just a cardboard cutout of a goose or a duck or any animal, and you put it on two sticks and you stick it on the ground.
Yeah.
It is a sheet of paper thing.
They don't take up a lot of room. They're,
nope.
They're easy
you can put
store.
Out, you can buy a pack of, 48 and just carry all of them out over one shoulder? 48?
Yeah.
Like, yes, please, absolutely. But then also you have the people that are saying, when they fly over,
they disappear.
They disappear. Later on in the season, they do get smart.
They do.
Do you mix it with, that's my question I want to ask them. And do you mix full bodies with silhouettes or do you not do that? Because then do they see that? Do they think about it? Obviously, they do not know.
I don't know. I think a lot of it's like when you're scouting, just trial and error on stuff and trying to pay attention to like what's happening. So,
but my ex-boyfriend and I, we bickered about that quite often. I was like, do not do this. What are you thinking? Like, in my head, this just looks stupid from above.
Well, and that's a really good topic because I was just listening to this awesome podcast and we're talking about technology and hunting and how, as technology advances, it can make it easier to hunt, which is going to completely devastate a species. Like, using
harder.
The sonar energy, sonar, whatever, when you're ice fishing, which
when
Wisconsin wants to take away
when
they just hunt your scopes. But
when we get back from break.
Yeah.
We will talk absolutely more about this and bring up our wonderful topic that we have with our producer, Jess.
Can't wait.
Oh,
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspending his presidential campaign and at a Trump rally Friday evening, endorsing the former president. So the question now, where will his supporters go? ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
A little bit of split messaging overnight from Democrats. The party saying basically good riddance. He always had the backing of Trump donors. They said that this was inevitable because that's where sort of his support had been. But you saw the Harris team really make a direct appeal to his voters, saying for those who want to turn the page on Trump, there's a place in her campaign for them.
One person detained but not charged after a deadly knife attack at a festival in Solingen, Germany, that left at least three people killed. Five others seriously injured. Authorities investigating a motive. Officials in Italy launching a manslaughter investigation into the sinking of a luxury yacht that left seven people, including British tech tycoon, dead off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers at the Oakland Coliseum last night against the A's. The A's the first to score. They were up 1-0. Top of the second, Rhys Hoskins with a three-run home run, followed by Joey Ortiz with a solo shot. The Brewers on their way then to an 11-3 win. 11 runs off of 14 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win on that explosive offense.
We were ready to hit. Hoskins, everybody kind of piled on after that. It was great. Sanchez had a big game, and Adames might not have got a bunch of hits, but his walks, Churio, Ortiz with a big hit. Yeah, and the whole lineup over time did a good job throughout the game, and we kind of stayed on it. Stripling came in, was really good against us, but we kind of stayed on it. I played a complete game.
Game two of the series is tonight. Colin Ray against the A's right-hander Joe Boyle. NFL, the Packers hosting the Ravens today in their final preseason game. A recap coming up tonight. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers' first game coming up next Friday night when they host Western Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high around 85. Slight chance of a storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy and a low of 70. Partly sunny, 85 for Sunday. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, 71. Slight chance of a shower or storm on Monday, otherwise sunny, warm, 91.
Currently, 72 degrees.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio. The presidential race is now set and underway for the kind of 10-week ride we sure weren't expecting a month ago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Raised in Wisco, I am Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish is down in Texas. He is moving his daughters down there, which is super exciting. I'm definitely going to miss them. They're such great souls.
They're beautiful girls.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah, like they're not coming back.
Well, I know, but it's not like I can go over and be like, hey, I want to hang out with your kids instead of you, so can you just, you know, shoot? They're pretty cool kids.
Yeah, you can.
I could. So we have reached the segment that I am very excited to talk about. The reasons why we had Megan and Alex on the show previously was to talk about the First Hunt Foundation and how you guys bring new hunters, not just women, but new hunters out into the hunting world, which is absolutely fantastic. And with us being an outdoor show, not only outdoors with fishing, hunting, it could be rock climbing, it could be kayaking, anything. And then it always ends with food because food. Mm-hmm. But this has actually brought us to our wonderful producer, Jess.
Hi.
Hello. So this segment is all about you three. And the reason why I say that is because our producer, Jessica, wants to go out hunting.
It's something I've never done. And seeing as I'm producing a hunting and fishing
show. Yes.
You need to.
I like the way you think.
Right. It's also just an experience that I'd like to have. I really like the idea of, you know, getting away from the really ultra-processed food and animals that have been raised in cages.
Absolutely.
And, you know, getting back to how it's been for millennia upon millennia and, you know, letting an animal live its life outdoors and then, you know.
See, and I love that you have that outlook already because there's a lot of people out there that have the negative outlook like, oh, no, you're just completely taking a life. Hunters are horrible, blah, blah, blah. But when you actually think about like that, like super processed foods, like just look at us compared to other countries. Like,
right.
I'm not saying we're all fat, but I'm just saying we all, you know, we like to eat.
You know, surprisingly, 2 weeks ago I was in Austin and I had a guy in the class with me that I was at.
That's
and
right.
He was a vegan. And I had some other people in my class because I had processed that deer in the hotel room.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so great.
Hotel room? Like 2 months ago. Oh, yeah.
Like a great picture. It's real
we
good.
Have all processed animals in hotels.
So,
oh, my goodness.
The girl tells,
but a deer? That sounds.
That's
Airbnbs?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
So she told everybody what had happened last time that I had processed this deer in the hotel room. And he's a vegan. And I was like, are you offended? And he's like, no, actually, I appreciate you hunting instead of buying processed foods.
That's
he's
wonderful.
Like, I'm not a vegan because of animals. I'm a vegan because I want to keep my body healthy.
Nice.
And I don't hunt, so I'm only going to eat plant-based things.
Yeah,
so
I've been moving away from eating meat
because
I don't agree with a lot of the factory farming principles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And buy local.
Yep.
Yeah, so when that's not a possibility, I tend to just eat plants, but, you know.
Good for you. That's awesome. I'd love to hear all of that. So Jess is in the very, very, very beginning stages.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beginning stages mean she has created a Go Wild account.
This is the first step.
And reached out, which is what all of us hope for. We want you to reach out. We want you to say, hey, I want to do this. I want to go turkey hunting. I want to learn how to hold a gun. I want to protect myself. Talk about concealed carry.
Yeah.
So this is the wonderful. I'm very proud of you for taking this first step. It is huge. It's monumental. Very proud of you. So I am going to hand over the conversation to Megan and Alex because I know you have questions, Jess.
I do.
And I would send you to them even if they were not here because you guys are absolutely wonderful. So.
Not me for turkeys.
I heard a little bit about your experience with turkeys, Megan.
We're going to fix it.
We are.
So I'm handing the conversation over to you guys, and I will put my words in whenever I need to talk.
Perfect. So, Jess, I think this is an amazing opportunity, and you're going to go hunting, and you're going to fall in love with it. And I just want you to know.
I wish you guys could look at each other.
I know. I'm like looking at her through the screen.
I can see her.
I can see you. You can see me.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And like, Megan, you probably get so tired of me saying this term pearl of wisdom, but I am going to tell you this pearl of wisdom.
She always says a pearl or it's a nugget.
I do. It's our nugget of wisdom. Is for a hunt to be successful, it doesn't have to end in actually killing an animal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
The pursuit is actually so much more fulfilling. And hunting teaches you where your food's coming from.
Patience.
Oh, that's a thing.
Humility.
Respect.
And respect and understanding of what you're actually doing and why you're doing it. And so I think you wanting to be, you know, to go down that avenue to become a hunter, best thing you could probably ever do in your life right now. So,
all right. So cultivating that mindset of going in with expectations that, you know, my first time out, I'm probably not going to hit something, except for probably a tree.
Oh, yeah. We've all done that.
Yep.
All of us.
Yep. But putting that muzzle in a safe direction, though, you're going to learn that hunter safety.
Okay.
Yes, I will. Well, yeah. Tell me more about that. I know that I need to get certified. Mm-hmm. There's paperwork I need to do.
We're going like wireless and everything. There's no paperwork. Yeah. Or everything's online. There's
browser work.
Work. You set up your Go Wild account for Wisconsin. So you get your DNR number. And if you go on there, you can find classes available for hunter safety. So
what is hunter safety? What does that all entail? I know what it entails, but what do people?
I don't know what it all entails.
Yeah. Exactly. So hunter safety basically entails like all the different firearm safety rules. And it also goes over some deer hunting items and things like that. But mostly it's just a safety class to make sure that when you go out into the woods or into the field, you feel confident with your firearm and how to handle it and how to handle situations where you're with other people that have firearms, too.
All right. So is this just like a short class that I have to take? Is this a questionnaire?
It depends on how you want to do it.
Okay.
So they have classes that they actually teach traditionally where it'll be a couple of days long. And I think it's about between 10 and 20 hours, depending on the instructors you have.
It's a max at 10 hours, I think, for some and 18 for others.
Otherwise, you can take it online and then take the field test in person.
Mm-hmm.
So you would sign up for like a one-day class then. They'd do a short recap over everything that you did online, and then they would do the field test and paper test there. And if you pass, you get certified.
And the field test, I haven't taken it for years, but that's just, like you said, going over everything when you actually are shooting.
Live fire.
Oh, no live fire.
No,
okay.
Not in hunter safety anymore. But you're going to go over like the different types of parts of the firearm. Actions that you're going to come across in firearms, and then safety questions, how to talk to the warden if they ever approach you.
Oh, that's a thing though.
Yep, that's
important. Rules and
regs. That definitely is.
How to ask permission.
That's fantastic.
They have that.
It's
I want to go sit in these.
One of the questions that we go over, the scenarios we go over with the kids, is how do you approach somebody to let them know or ask permission?
That is wonderful.
That
makes me very happy. Good. Teach manners. Okay. Teach you what's supposed to happen.
Well, not just that. Don't do it the day before you want to hunt either, right?
Yeah.
And don't show up in my head. Don't show up in camouflage.
Sure.
Exactly. You don't. And what the Hunter Safety Program in Wisconsin now is really focusing on is what Megan said. It's gun safety, but it's also ethics, right? And it's making sure that when you graduate the hunter safety class, Jess, that you are going to have a good understanding to why hunters hunt, what our license fund, and how it actually goes back into conservation and how it goes back into taking care of the, you know, game that we want to hunt and help with their habitat. But then it's also going to make you safe for the other people in your environment.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So once I get certified, what's next?
Pick your license.
Well,
decide what you want to hunt.
I want to rewind the conversation a little bit because during the break, you guys were talking about how you have hunter safety classes coming up in the next 2 weeks or week.
In the next couple months, right before gun season.
There are a lot of options for you, Jess. And we would love to teach you.
Excellent.
Yeah. We would love to have you at one of the classes that we're going to be teaching at.
All right.
Which
is
the 9th through the 11th? Something.
So there's going to be a class on September 9th, 10th, and 11th, 9th, 10th, and 12th at Milford Hills.
All right.
And then there's going to be a class that weekend, that Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's going to be at McMiller. And then some of our friends that work in the DNR, they are also hosting a internet hybrid class. So you just do all the internet portion. And then you come in, take the field testing after you do about 4 hours of classwork, which is going to be going over shooting positions, carries, actions, tab K, all that stuff. And those are really
Jess
nice.
Jess doesn't know what tab K is.
I have no idea what you just said. I understood some of those sounds.
I always forget one of them because I always combine things. It's a thing. Don't look at it.
It's an acronym for a reason.
I think they go correlated together. All the hunter safety classes are taught at a 6th grade or 11-year-old level.
Yeah, it's like fifth or sixth grade reading level for everything. So
yep.
Which is good because, you know, sometimes I put words together. Like,
like sentences?
The B and the K.
I'm a little dyslexic. Yeah.
Those other ones, though, we don't have the dates yet because we haven't voted on them
But
yet.
Those are all going to be on the Go Wild.
Yeah, they'll always be on the DNR website to let you know what's coming up and the different types they are and how to register for them, too.
We can show you where to look for them, Jess, too.
Fantastic. And then, could you talk about the patron's license real quick?
Yeah, so the license that she wants to purchase before being being certified.
Patrons of their conservation.
But
the patron's license where it includes all in one everything.
Yeah. You want to talk about it? You got me to do it.
You can. Okay.
Okay.
Fine. You want me to? If you're going to start getting into a lot of things and you're going to fish and you're going to hunt and you need stamps for waterfowl or anything like that, it makes more sense to buy it as a package because you save a little bit of money on it.
Yeah.
You get some magazines in the mail.
Oh, fun.
You get a cool conservation card.
You also get your state parking pass in that, too.
You do?
So, I mean, it's pretty useful. But if you really aren't sure and you just want to try out, I mean, when you get your hunter's safety, you should get a free small game license off the bat anyways. So.
Yeah, yep. For your first hunter, don't you get a...
You used to get a doe tag back in the day.
A doe tag.
Yep. I don't think you do anymore.
Like, your first, tag is $5
your
or something?
Yep. I think it's I think it is, your, first couple tags. Like, I know when I first
Joel would know this immediately.
When I bought my first duck tag, it was $5.
Yep, I remember my first... went to the old Gander Mountain.
I miss Gander Mountain. Yep. And after that, you're like, oh, wow, yeah. But it's worth it. It is really worth it to buy the patron's license.
And I think
license.
It's like 120 or 60 bucks.
And you can add on tags, too, during the year. And it's a little, it's not discounted, but you're like, okay, just whatever, the $12 in there. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about Wisconsin is they do allow you to be a mentor. And you can hunt with Joel or Danielle. And you can see if hunting's really right for you, right?
Mentee.
But what I really do like about that is that, you know, the rules for that is he has to carry the license. He has to carry a stamp, all the rules and regulations for that season. Mm-hmm. You can carry a firearm. The only thing that happens when you are hunting with him, he cannot kill the animal for you unless you have wounded it. It needs to be finished. But you are the only one who can kill the actual animal. He is with you and has to be within arm's reach of you. Visually has to be able to talk to you. And that's the rules of being able to mentor. And Wisconsin lets you do that kind of not an unlimited amount of times, but for different to see what you like. If you want to go deer hunting, then you want to go turkey hunting, you want to try duck hunting, you can do that with a mentor.
Mm-hmm. So would it be possible for me for my first hunt experience to just sort of tag along with a group, or do I still need to go through licensing?
You can go with them, but for your benefit, I think you should do the hunter safety class.
I will do the hunter
safety
class.
Honestly, even if you never hunt in your life, I think everybody should take hunter safety just for the firearm safety.
And to understand why the hunters hunt and to understand why we live the life we live.
Yep. And how every tag we purchase, every ammunition purchase, how that goes back into a fund for wildlife and conservation in Wisconsin.
That's why I always try to encourage people to get the patron's license.
Yep.
Because even if you're not doing all the things, it's still you're still supporting what you're doing.
And hunters are actually some of the biggest conservationists.
We absolutely
are. Just by doing our sport, we're conservationists because our money goes right back into what we're doing and where we're hunting.
And I want to talk to Jess about why you chose turkey hunting as the first thing. Is it because it's
fall? Well, I didn't really choose it. Joel kind of chose it for me.
I mean, turkey
hunting
is
the best one to do.
Fall turkey hunting is a category within itself. It is absolutely wonderful. I love fall turkey hunting, and it is coming up soon. September 1st is early goose. We got our dove.
Yep.
I'm
goose
ready.
Teal. Weekend.
Teal. I am ready. And we get to talk about duck recipes that I'm going to be making at the Waterfall Expo.
All right.
Twang is the only thing country about me, then buddy, You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's all about the sound. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Carolina. Don't you want to get down and dirty? It's Florida, I'm thirsty. Hit me with your Tennessee whiskey and crank it all loud. Lay back, crazy old timer. Sweet magnolia, dive bars and diamonds.
Welcome back to Raisin Wisco. I am your solo host today, Danielle Fairman. Thank you for listening. Here with producer Jess on the boards. Hello.
Hey.
I shall call you baby.
Yes. Baby's first time.
I'm so excited about that. That was absolutely wonderful. Again, I am here with Megan and Alex. And you guys just talked with, you guys just did what you do pretty much weekly with our producer.
Yeah, we're going to get her signed up for a class.
I'm so excited. And then hopefully with this hunt, when we finally go on the fall hunt, we can do a little pre-record before.
Oh, absolutely.
Right when you shoot it. Because you're going to be shaking like a leaf. The first
you're
going
to love it.
Oh, yeah. The first time I went out was muzzle loader for doe.
Yeah.
And
I love muzzle loader.
I am sitting in the tree.
Yeah.
And the whole branch is shaking.
Leaves are falling off. Yeah.
It was a tornado coming through.
Pretty much.
Twister.
My teeth are chattering. Like, I don't know why.
Was it cold? I mean, muzzleloader's usually cold.
No, it was not. I was just like super. It was just all the emotions, all feeling all the things.
The adrenaline rush.
And about a dozen doe were coming towards us. And I'm like,
which one do I pick?
And I was with Bill at the time. And he's just like holding my shoulders down. He's like, dude. Breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I what?
That's so what awesome though. It's so awesome to see that in a first time hunter. Like just like that's what reminds you, like, this is why I like to do it. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, that was only 12 years ago. I'm 36, so
yeah.
You can have that at any age.
What's cool is when it still happens to you.
It still does. Even with fishing. I caught a 3.62 bass.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, did you look at this thing? It is so exciting.
Dude, I get happy if I catch like a sturgeon. Then I love catching catfish.
Those channel cats on Puygen.
I'm looking forward to fishing
this
too.
Summer.
Oh, today marks my 5-year anniversary of catching my.
Tov.
Thank you.
Oh, noodling?
Of noodling. Caughting, catching
Where
my,
were you when you went noodling?
I went noodling with Ren Lake Fishing Guides.
Yeah.
I went with Brittany and Jill for my first time.
Okay.
And it was Nick, and I forgot his partner's name, sorry. Nick Rend, they were absolutely.
Where were y'all at?
Ren Lake,
Illinois.
Is that in Wisconsin?
Yeah. No, Where Illinois. It was a 6.5 hour, 6.5 hour.
Did you
drive.
Put your toes in, or did you use your? What
so,
did you guys do
with this first? With this one, because I'm no Hannah Barron, right?
Yeah,
everybody knows Hannah. Do you know Hannah Barron?
I have no idea who you're talking
about.
I'm
gonna show you some videos afterwards. Hannah Barron, she goes out there. She's been doing this since she could probably walk.
Yeah,
and she just sticks her hands and pull out. Catfish that are bigger than her. I don't know how she does it. I don't know why it's got that southern accent too.
It's the music.
Probably. But so down there they know where they're going. They have like the logs and everything. They know they mark them. But then when we go in, they check them first. This guy is missing two fingers.
Like snapping turtles hide in those.
That's like every single time I have this conversation, that is the first thing that gets snapping, brought up. Yeah. I never thought about that. I don't care. Just take me. If you say it's safe, it's safe.
They'll be in there together.
You know, then don't go. That's all I gotta say. If you're gonna worry about it, don't do it.
Wait, you'd rather lose a toe?
I'd rather lose a toe than a finger.
I feel like I would rather lose a toe than a finger. I need these.
You can
still
balance. Preferably none of them.
You know,
but
I mean, I could probably.
How often do you use your toes compared to your fingers?
You use your toes for balance a lot more than you think. But I mean,
what if it's just like a
pinky toe? I'll just get a prosthetic. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so
anyway,
back to them.
Let's get back on track.
So,
oh
boy. They check the hole first. And they're like, yep, there's a fish in here. Let's get this one. And I said, yeah, absolutely. So they put a piece of board on one side, the exit. Mm-hmm. And then they go on the other side. They have a board that goes down as well.
Yeah.
But this water is either from 2 feet to like 6 feet. And I cannot swim.
Yeah, I can't
really
either.
I cannot. I am terrified of if it's above 6 feet. Nope. Or deeper than 6 feet. Not happening. Like I will need somebody there to mentally calm me down because I am terrified of deep water, mm-hmm. especially lake water where you can't see what is happening.
It's murky.
Yep. No, thank you.
You only can't see it from the top. Once you actually are in the water,
but I don't want to be in the. I don't. Why is my head all the way down there and it's 7 feet? Like, no, that's a bad situation. No, but unless you're with Ren Lake, who I told him, like, if it's above my chin, I can't do this. Like, unless I'm like holding, instead of being on a brick or something, like, no, not happening. But.
But good for you for like advocating for yourself and getting what you need.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I have no filter.
Good.
Unless it's on the radio and I have to have a filter.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. But back to the story. So he would hop in there and I would climb down his leg because I can't like, you know, like die. So I'm just like crawling down his leg and he gets it up and then you hold, obviously before you go in, you hold your breath, but you got to stick you got to go all the way up in that baby and just go around and just try to feel for something that's going to bite you?
Yeah. No, you want it to bite your hand, and then you want to hook. You want to hook your hand in its mouth and get through its gull and like.
Negative.
No, I don't want to do any of that.
You didn't do it like that?
Not at all.
How did you do it?
One of the fish I have caught were like that. You grab the bottom of the bottom lip.
Okay.
So imagine doing like a karate chop on your arm, like a watcha, like a super hard one. I can do it to you right now. I know you watcha. And that's how it feels. Like they just clamp down really hard. Mm-hmm. And you just grab the bottom lip and you just heave ho that baby. Unless you get scared the first couple times. You could hear Brittany's like, I heard you scream under the water. But once my first catfish was 18 pounds.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Did you guys eat it?
No, it was release. And then Brittany got her PB. Still to this day is her PB was 48.14 pounds.
That's awesome.
48.
It's fun to catch them like that, but it's. Yeah,
poor girl, I only got one fish my first time out, but she had two keepers, but hers was so big, I had to hold her other one. So I'm like, I don't know, this one's mine, but this one's hers. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We need to get to our recipe right away.
Let's hear it.
Because I talked about noodling too much. So our duck recipe this week is quack on a quacker.
There we go.
Quack on a toasted quacker. And I'm very excited about it. This is what I'm making at the Waterfall Hunter Expo. It is duck on top with whipped goat cheese and pesto. I am so excited about this that I can't even get it out because I'm just super excited.
We all got the giggles.
Yeah. But I also just purchased a Blackstone, so this is all going to be on a Blackstone.
Ooh,
I'm very excited.
Nice.
But I am posting this recipe on our Facebook page, and I'm very excited about it. You just need your goat cheese, your cream cheese, pesto, and your duck, and a baguette. And it's absolutely perfect appetizer.
Is that duck, is it marinated before you just
you
cook
have to read the recipe in order to find out.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman. Thank you, Megan and Alex, for coming out. Producer Jess, I cannot wait to go hunting with you.
Yeah.
Everybody stay safe.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Crute and Dom.
Dom and Crute return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does.
With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming.